Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler with your Packers Daily Chat coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. It is Friday, and the Packers play an actual football game on Sunday in Florida against the Saints. Week one is here, and week one kicked off last night. The NFL showcasing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Dallas Cowboys, and oh my God, football is back. Bad calls, complaining about bad calls, field goal kickers, quarterback play, all of it, baby. All of it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Football's back, and I'm so happy. And I'm so happy you're all here. Everybody in the comments, good to see everybody this morning. Thank you so much for stopping by. TKM is at his post with a super chat to kick us off. Pride and glory. That is the Green Bay Packers story. First win this weekend. Pappies. Other than that, got nothing. Have a great weekend, everyone. I like it, TKM. Good to see you at your post. Blake, not a Packers question, but do you think the Bucs front seven is as good as Collinsworth waxed poetic about all night? I mean, I think they're really good. I think they're really talented. There's a bit of hyperbole there, but, you know, that's kind of his job, right? He's selling a product, and he did a good job of it last night. You know, he used to be a lot more brutally honest, and as he has gotten long in the tooth in the broadcast world, he has kind of morphed into, you know, what we heard last night. I still think he's a decent analyst. It's just he does kind of oversell stuff at times. Who will they use more, Jones or Dylan? Really depends on their game plan. I would suspect Jones probably 60-40 to Dylan, but you never really know. If Dylan gets going and they're ripping off 7-8 yard runs through the A-gap, I think they stick with AJ. But I would suspect the plan would be to get Aaron Jones the ball a little bit more than AJ Dylan. But that is complete guesswork on my part. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Need you to prop me up Sunday, Nags. It might be rough. Brandy, deep breaths. Just remember, deep breath. When they miss their first tackle, they give up their first points, deep breaths. When you're going to win 31-27, you got to give up 27 points. It's going to be okay. I promise. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Best part of my birthday is Packer football is back. Happy birthday weekend, buddy. Kick it off tonight, Friday. Do it right. That's what I'm talking about. What time is watch party starting Sunday? Robin, we will start 4 Eastern. I have no idea what time that is on your side of the pond, but 4 Eastern. Kickoff is at 4:25. So we will be live right at the top of the hour. Ready to take you right through the watch party. We'll go, obviously, throughout the game, and we will not have a post-game show this year. We will kind of like we did towards the end of last year. We will end it after the game is over. And then I'll be doing my various duties, including being on the radio with the guys at 97.3 The Game. I'll throw out that link, obviously, in the chat each week so you guys can listen in if you'd like to hear some reaction. The Cowboys actually played better than I thought last night. Lewis, I think they put on a good show and a lot of creativity on the offensive side of the ball that I was really, really pleased to see. And I think, you know, they've got some ways to go, but I think they've got a lot of talent on that team. And I do think Mike's going to win some games. You know, the Bucs are a tough team. Brady's playing at an incredible level already, you know. So it's a tough road to hoe going there, the opener. And I think they gave it their best shot, which obviously wasn't quite enough, but yeah, I think they're going to win some football games this year. How goes it, Nags? The boys lost. Packers fans are mad. I don't know if they're mad. I haven't seen that. Is it Campbell and Barnes starting at the inside linebacker spots? Walter, yes. Barnes will probably be the one on the field the most, and Campbell will come in certain situations when they go with two backers. But Barnes has been the one for the most part, and they haven't completely delineated this, but for the most part, he's been the one wearing the communication helmet. So he is the one who's almost always on the field. But Campbell will be in there a bit. I hate Brady, Krista. I think you're joined by a lot of people on that one. Can we talk about the OPI on the final drive? Brutal no call. Football's back, baby. Football is back. What good does it do to talk about it, to dissect it? You know, there's going to be bad officiating. There's going to be blown calls. You know how you avoid having a brutal no-call decide your game? Don't put yourself in a position where a brutal no-call decides your game. It's the best way to go about it. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Will Randall Cobb's return season be better than James Jones' return season? Whew. Man, I don't know. That's tough. I'm trying to remember. Did James Jones lead the league in touchdown receptions after he came back? Or was that before he left? Either way, I suspect probably statistically not quite as productive, but never really know. Mike McCarthy still doesn't like running backs. Hey, Mike McCarthy used a running back at fullback like every Madden player ever in the history of Madden. Come on now. Come on now. There you go. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, guess what? A lot of ball game left. Very, very correct, Dustin. Thank you very much. A lot of ball game left. You know, someone should put that on a t-shirt and sell it. Make it available for the public to wear. Everybody asking where you should play fantasy football. Of course you should play it on Underdog Fantasy, but I don't have to do live reads anymore. The season started. Best ball is, you know, done. Although I did have a great time with our Patreon best ball draft right before they shut it down last night. It was a lot of fun. So thanks for joining me, Brandy, and everyone else who did. I'm going to smoke all you fools. But yes, we'll still be doing stuff with Underdog all throughout the season. But my live read contract was through the start of the season, and the season started last night. So there you go. Think Jair will be able to bait Winston into an interception or two on Sunday. Well, that's the dream, right? I suspect he's not even going to be looking Jair's way most of the time. The game plan will be most likely to try and get away from Jair, but it's every possibility that at some point, if coverage dictates, he comes backside or maybe there's a late read in the progression and Jair's sitting there just waiting to pounce. That's the dream. Still doesn't like running. Oh, Klondike. I mean, if you're talking about Mike McCarthy, sure, but Mike McCarthy's not calling the plays. I mean, it was very clear last night that Mike McCarthy's involvement in the game planning of that offense, and especially the like calling, is minimal at best. Saw Preston and Z on injury list. What's the thoughts if both can't go? Well, I'm pretty sure Preston's going to go. He had a laceration to his head, which is not considered serious, and he should be okay. But as far as Z goes, it just means more Gary, baby. Bring it. And we'll see what they do kind of rotationally behind them. Dimbo Slice, nice to the super chat. First taunt flag last night on play that was not bad, yet was not called on far worse things. Have to love NFL rules inconsistency. And that's what drives me insane about it. That's what drives me absolutely insane about it. It's a subjective call. So now you're opening up this can of worms whereby people will say that's not nearly as bad as this and blah, blah, blah. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And yes, completely inconsistent. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. Super Bowl runs are totally awesome, but those long seasons add up on the body. This is true. I'm not quite sure the point they're trying to make there, Marcus, but I agree. You are correct. All those long seasons do add up on the body. But Super Bowl runs are also awesome. Could we lose both Smiths next year? Yes, they very well could. Just not to put too fine a point on it, very, very, very realistic that both Preston and Zadarius are not Green Bay Packers next season, which is why you have to savor this season. Last dance, baby. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Could Mason Crosby hit a 60-yard field goal? Yes or no? Oh, absolutely he could. With how much consistency? I don't know. But he could. He's hit it in warmups. You know, there's been plenty of games where, you know, he's hit 60-yarders in warmups, and that was, you know, as recently as last year. But, you know, again, consistently? I don't know about all that. Is this the last dance for Mason Crosby, too? Protecting the kicker on the practice squad. It's, again, very real possibility. If they're cutting salary wherever they need to, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how much the kicker on the practice squad has to do with next year. I think it's more so probably about having one available in case. They did it a couple times last year. I don't think there's any great mystery there. Sounds like MVS is locked in. Should we expect more than just go routes this year? Judging by camp, yes, very much so. He was all over the field with every kind of route during camp, catching everything. The guy had a phenomenal summer. Now let's hope it extends into the regular season. But yes, I think you will see much more than just go routes from MVS this year. Definitely. Is Bohorquez much better than Scott? Yes. Point blank. I hope my check clears before Sunday. I hear you, Big B. We should trade for a lawn snapper. I think Banky would like that. Julia, why you got to put that out into the universe? Why? You guys, it's all entertainment and fun, and you can switch off your computer and don't have to deal with it. I'm the one who gets the texts and the calls and hears all the bitching way past what we do on camera. So let's not put that energy out into the universe. We don't need it here at the Nagler House. Brandy. You're too funny. I was jealous of the punting last night. Yeah, get ready. Punting coming. Hopefully not a lot of it. Maybe he's just holding a lot and he has to do one punt at the end of the game when they're up like by a whole bunch and they're just trying to flip the field. You know, that's the one punt I'll allow. Aaron, you could give the new punter's nickname the boot if he can really boot the rock. Christopher, come on. You can't go from the weapon to the boot. No. I can't stand him, but Tom Brady is so good. He is good. I know that's a bold statement, but yes, he is good. There's no doubt. Nags, anything from last night's opener give you cause or concern? No. It was a fun football game. That was about it. What's the strategy to stop Alvin Kamara? Prayer, mostly. He's going to get his. I said this in my game day preview video, which you can check out on the YouTube channel. There is zero question he will be a focal point of both the Green Bay Packers defense and Sean Payton and the Saints offense. He is going to get his touches. He is going to get his yards. The very big key is to make sure that you don't allow things to rupture past the catch point, past the point of attack in the running game. So many times last year in that game down in New Orleans, they have guys in position, decent position, to make a stop, and they either throw themselves at his feet or they throw a shoulder at him and it bounced right off, blah, 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 and the guy gets 5, 8, 12, even 20 more yards after the initial contact and or initial tackle attempt. They have got to, and I mean have to, be in position and make the tackle. He is going to catch the ball. He is going to get tons of yards. I'm not even sitting here going to be in dreamland thinking they're going to shut him down in any way, because they're not. But they cannot allow cheap production. And that's what they gave up a lot of last year. And I don't know how you teach it. I don't know how you drill it. I don't know how you practice it. You know, that's part of the problem in the NFL is you can't go full speed. Most of the time you can't be in pads, but they have got to get their arms around the guy and get him on the ground. And again, I know that's very easily said and much tougher to do, but man, the cheap yardage they allowed last year was infuriating. I mean, I was pissed yesterday morning watching it again, and I was months and months removed from the game. I mean, it's bad enough watching it live. Nuclear family, thanks to the super chat. People seem nervous about two rookies on the line. I'm excited they beat out Runyon and others. Also, are the players worrying too much about Jack's heat? Can't speak for the players. I have no idea. I doubt it. I think they're being asked about it a lot, so maybe it comes across as though they are worrying about it. But internally, I have to assume they're just like, yep, it's going to be hot. That's it. You know, it's like I don't think they're calling meetings and having special players-only meetings because of the heat in Jacksonville. They gotta hydrate and they gotta play. That's about it. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. I'm implying that it's going to be hard for the Bucks to stay healthy all year after that long season. The bullseye is on their back every game. Very true. Very true. Same could be said of the Packers. I mean, the Bucks only played one more game than the Packers did, right? So, but you're right. Totally agree. Green Bay will keep him off the field with our offense. Drake, that is the plan. Especially the way the Packers have become such an efficient unit on offense. They kind of try to do to other offensive weapons the things that people try to do to the Packers to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field, right? Matriculate the ball down the field. Nice, efficient offensive drives, 12, 13 plays, eat up the clock. I'm all for it. I am absolutely all for it. Fred. Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Here's $5 since I placed 184th out of 4,500 to win $15 last night. Underdog Fantasy Rules. Fred, congratulations. 184th. That's pretty damn good. Better than I ever did. I guess we will see if Pettine was the problem with us here. Indeed, we shall. I have talked about it, man. This is squarely on Matt. You know, he made the move. He brought in his guy. There's no more, oh, he doesn't handle the defense. He handles the defense now. This is his guy. This is his imprint. It's his baby. Yeah. Pettine, the scapegoat, is gone. Ty, thanks for the super chat. Football is back. Let's go. Go, Pack, go. Let's go, Pack, go, Ty. That's what I'm talking about. Let's just do it. Just be clear. Exactly, Big Nick. Exactly. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Why different players for punt and kickoff return? They seem so similar to me. Oh, they are very different, Nick. You talk to any player. The setup on punts is so much different as far as how the ball is coming down and will there be space to maneuver. You've got to make the decision making as far as, do I call a fair catch? Once I do catch it, how close are the blockers and or the guys trying to tackle me, blah, blah, blah. With kick return, it's very much rhythmic. Like, if the rare occasion where you do get a ball that you can actually return, and the Packers got quite a few last year on purpose because most teams knew their return units were terrible and they tried to pin them back and or cause, you know, fumbles, which actually did happen in the Indy game. But, you know, that's the rhythm. That's why sometimes you will see running backs there, like the Packers will have Kylin Hill back there this year, because they have blockers set up, and then you read and you try to find the you know, where the holes are in the blocking, etc. They're very different skill sets. The one commonality between the two that I remember a special teams coach talking about years ago is this idea that so many times, and you see it all the time, even in the NFL, but especially in college, where returners catch the ball and they have guys around them, right? And you feel or you see the pressure coming in on you. Guys will try to outrun it laterally. And the best returners, and if you go watch Desmond Howard, there's so many of his returns in that 96 season that play out exactly like this. When they see almost like a triangle of pressure, instead of trying to go around it, the best returners dive into it, put their foot in the ground and try to get through it. And it's weird because it's kind of counterintuitive because you're basically running into this wave of tacklers. But if you can, and you see it on the big returns, you get through those first kind of triangle of pressure, then you can start maneuvering left or right, trying to, you know, take angles or whatever. But so many guys, they feel the pressure coming on, they try to go lateral, and that's when they're done. But if you can put your foot in the ground and get upfield, make that quick initial burst, then you have a chance. That's where many, many, many of the biggest returns happen. It's a weird, you know, like I said, it's counterintuitive as a human being. Where you these massive humanity coming at you, you want to run away from it, right? The best returners run into it and try and get through it. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Fun, happy hour. Week one, let's go. 1-0, that's what I'm talking about. It's good to see you last night, Brad. Thanks for stopping by the Patreon happy hour. Vince, thanks for the super chat. I know Rogers is glad Mike McCarthy gone. Ran Zeke like he used to do him with only 13 rushes. Yeah, but Vince, Mike's not calling the plays. It's just the NFL. People want to talk about, oh, Mike abandoning the running game, all that stuff. It's the NFL in 2021. You know, that's a lot of teams do that, not just Mike McCarthy. And certainly not Mike McCarthy last night, because Kellen Moore is the one calling the plays. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Nags, going on my COVID-delayed honeymoon tomorrow. Wow, and the Dominican made sure I can watch the Packer game there. Carry the G, and thanks for all you do. Kyle, carry the G on the honeymoon. That's what I am talking about. Congratulations, man. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Mason Crosby for MVP. Book it. You're talking about on Sunday or for the season? Well, the season seems a tad extreme, but you never know. Vince, thanks for the super chat. Meant Aaron Jones, not Rodgers, in previous super chat. Aha. 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 I love this group. It's going to be fun. Joe Barry. We'll see how fun it is, shall we? Definitely think we're going to see. Big B! Wait, are you showing the game Sunday? Okay, you're out. You're out. No, people, we don't show the game, and we get asked like 4,000 times, especially week one. Are you guys showing the game? Why aren't you showing the game? Turn the camera around and show the game. So fun the football is back. I'm so happy. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.